Until last month's deadly theater siege by Chechen gunmen in Moscow, growing numbers of Russians were expressing support for peace talks in Chechnya. Now, few analysts see any end in sight to the conflict, which has killed thousands of civilians and Russian troops. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Moscow that President Vladimir Putin is not ready to compromise.
Putin is obviously fed up with the intractable Chechen problem dogging his presidency. This week, he lost his temper at a summit with European Union leaders in Brussels. Putin was angered by a reporter's question about whether Russian military tactics were responsible for the deaths of civilians in the Chechen war. If you want to become an Islamic radical and are ready to be circumcised, I invite you to Moscow. We're a multi-religious country and we have experts in this field too, Putin said in Russian. I'll recommend they carry out the operation in such a way that nothing grows back. Putin's comment apparently stunned interpreters. They didn't translate Putin's offer of genital mutilation for the journalist. The outburst was even deleted from official Kremlin transcripts. While some EU leaders might have been surprised by Putin's fiery tone, Russians were not. Russians like parliament member and human rights activist Sergei Kovalyov. Such aggressiveness is based on personal motives. The Chechen war created Putin. If there was no Chechen war, Putin would not be president, Kovalyov said. It was Putin who led the drive to send troops into Chechnya 3 years ago, after apartment bombings in Russia killed more than 300 people. The Kremlin blamed Chechen separatists, but the cases remain largely unsolved. Putin's outburst this week was consistent with his position that Western governments pay too much attention to human rights abuses by Russian troops in Chechnya, and too little to his claim that Islamist radicals want to use Chechnya to establish a fundamentalist state along Russia's southern rim. If the Europeans continue to insist that we sit behind the negotiating table with murderers, then I offer them to start negotiating with Osama bin Laden and Mullah Omar, Putin said. Putin claims Chechen separatist leader Aslan Maskhadov plotted the theater siege, along with groups linked to Al-Qaeda. Maskhadov denies involvement and blames a Chechen splinter faction. Analysts acknowledge that radical Islamist forces are playing a bigger role in Chechnya's once secular independence movement. Sergei Arutyunov, an expert at Russia's Institute of Ethnography, says the Russian army's atrocities against Chechen civilians are stoking that radicalization.
More and more young boys seeing their sisters raped, their fathers killed, will join the so-called freedom fighters and will sincerely think they are freedom fighters, though of course they never will be anything more than just puppets of some inhuman pseudo-Islamic forces.
Arutyunov notes rebel operations in Chechnya are intensifying. The rebels have acquired crude anti-aircraft missiles based roughly on U.S.-made Stingers, the weapon which devastated the Soviet Air Force in Afghanistan. They've shot down several Russian helicopters in recent weeks, killing 120 troops in one attack alone. Putin's options are limited. There's talk of speeding up plans to hold elections for a new government and constitution for Chechnya. But even pro-Kremlin figures like ethnic Chechen lawmaker Aslanbek Aslakhanov are skeptical. To hold elections under the barrel of a gun is very difficult, Aslakhanov says. And the Russians aren't about to withdraw from Chechnya as the hostage takers were demanding last month. After the theater siege, the Kremlin canceled plans for a largely cosmetic partial troop withdrawal from Chechnya. Sergei Arutyunov of the Institute of Ethnography sees politics as the motivation for Putin's hard line.
He thinks somehow that he can gain a popularity by persistent stand on the war to the victorious end. But currently there can be no war to the victorious end.
Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.